Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. Today, we're continuing on with the seventh sorrow of our Blessed Virgin Mary. But before we continue with that chaplet, and today I'd like to tell you, talk a little about last night, myself and my wife, went to get to go to a red mass in honor of St. Thomas More. St. Thomas More, if you're not aware of him, he was the Chancellor of England back in Henry VIII days. But old Henry wanted a divorce, and he wanted to be claimed the head of the church. And Thomas More, even though he's very intellect and he was a great scholar and an attorney, he could not do that in good conscience. So off to the gallows he went, and he lost his head and was martyred. So last night, it was interesting. It was the 27th annual celebration, Red Mass celebration, downtown Fort Lauderdale in Florida. And you had presiding, it was our Archbishop. And also they were, when you saw the procession coming out afterwards, it was all these men in black robes. So it was the judges in I guess, Broward County. And then after that, you had all these attorneys wearing suits and ties. I was kind of a little embarrassed because I wasn't wearing my suit and tie. I came from work, and I had my little polo BB&T shirt on. And so I definitely felt like the least of them in this case. But that's fine. It was a very, very pouring, rainy day. And of course, when I got there, I realized I left my umbrella in my house. So I was, you know, debating, should I go home? Should I just wait it out? And I was thinking, well, you know, St. Thomas More lost his head. If he could lose his head, I could sacrifice and get a little wet. So I proceeded to go to walk to St. Anthony's, which is a beautiful church inside and out, and got soaked and drenched. But I was not the only one, so I didn't feel all that bad. And we had a great mass, and also our Archbishop, he gave out, besides the booklet that they gave out, with a mass, he gave out Pope Francis, September 24th, 2015, the address to the joint meeting of Congress. And I happened to be fortunate enough to be outside of the Capitol building at that very moment that he gave the address. So, and I saw it on the jumbo screen. So it was kind of nice to get the wording so I could actually read it word by word. And thank you. Archbishop Thomas Winsky. And so today, as I said, it's going to be the seventh and the final day of the seven sorrows of Mary. And also interesting, which I still, you know, I'm happy to have feedback. I believe I posted a picture the other day of these three little flowers in front of my computer room where my mailbox is. And it's right on the opposite side. That a few weeks earlier, I think I told you, I went to Ave Maria College for a Miriam conference. And I got this painting of our Lord Jesus on divine mercy. And it was with the raised and to Jesus, I thirst for you. And but that was on the opposite side of these three little flowers that were aligned like me, like a trinity. You had the two on top and one all the way down in the bottom. So if anyone has any ideas of the meaning, I mean, besides being a trinity, we'll talk more about the trinity. God wants us to love him equally with the Father and the Son. Not quite sure, but hopefully the Holy Spirit will help guide us. Hopefully the Holy Spirit is always guiding us to the right direction So we just don't flounder off in the wrong direction. So please, Holy Spirit, we pray for you. I pray to you that you help us go in the right direction in all the things that we do. Holy Spirit, pray for the judges, especially the ones last night I saw who in Broward County have really the authority to put men in jail, free men. Let there be just judgments, like Solomon, greatest judge of our human time. And also the attorneys. I believe most of them were probably defense attorneys, but maybe there were some prosecutors there that they give a fair trial to the defendants. Because our system of justice is that we have the best defense versus the best prosecution, and let the jury decide and the judge decide on the verdict and the outcome. So we'll pray for them. And here's this prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh God, come to my aid. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life, the seventh sorrow. Mary at the tomb of Jesus. At the place where he had been crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had yet been buried. Since it was a Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there, John 19:41-42. Pause for a brief personal meditation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Seven Hail Marys. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Mother full of mercy, remind our hearts of the sorrows of Jesus during his passion. Let us pray. O Mary, faithful witness to the resurrection, you went to the tomb in tears, bringing an eternal seed of fertility, and at the first sign of dawn after the Sabbath, came to know the joyful announcement of the resurrection. Grant that we may always walk by your side, bearing with the joy of the fruits of a good life. Amen. And now I'll play some hymns to Mary that I found on YouTube. God bless you all, and have a great day.